The next patient is Donna Nelson. The last name is N-E-L-S-O-N, first name D-O-N-N-A. This is the clinical case of a 67-year-old patient of Ms. Shung, S-H-U-N-G, A-P-R-N, who has been referred to this office because of the presence of proteinuria. The proteinuria is most likely associated to type 2 diabetes. I had ordered laboratory workup in order to assess the proteinuria. However, the patient ended up in the hospital with a near syncopal episode that couldn't be explained. The patient had an echocardiogram that was with ejection fraction of 60%. There was no evidence of hypotension. The MRI of the brain failed to show any activity that was present acutely. This patient has a history of non-voluntary tremors, and at the present time, we have to think in the possibility of orthostatic hypotension versus a neurological problem. For that reason, I wrote a note to the primary care with the idea of getting the patient a referral for the neurologist, evaluation of the potassium, because there was evidence of hypokalemia at the time of the admission, and monitor the blood sugar control, and try to establish whether or not the patient has orthostatic hypotension. Number two, type 2 diabetes that is under control. 6.1 is the hemoglobin A1C. Following number, the patient has CKD stage 3A. The estimated GFR is 51. The creatinine is 1.16. The BUN is 11. At the time of this test, that was April the 20th of 2024, the serum calcium was within normal limits, and the potassium was 3.9. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, history of hypokalemia. Following number, obstructive sleep apnea. We're going to reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup.